Parak Tes, Naris HaTorah Siv Gimel, it's the longest Siv in the Sefer, where we begin to get a sense of Rav Kook's practical program for Torah Eretz Yisrael, which we're going to be learning a lot about throughout the rest of the Sefer. Torah Eretz Yisrael. We were just learning about this morning. It was at the Shabbos. Mishnah Brura, Halacha Brura, Torah B'Makom Echad. But the Golus has brought to the Golus of Klai Yisrael physically has brought to a Golus of the Torah as well. And throughout the Sefer, Rav Kook, who lived with a dream, as we all do, but by him it was so strong, the dream of Geula, to bring each and every one of us back to Eretz Yisrael, bring us back to our neshamas. So, to bring the Torah back, to bring Geula for the Torah. And the program that Rav Kook proposes is one that gives the person a tremendous hekif, a view from a high place of the vastness of Torah, of the greatness of Torah, to be able to see, through that bigger picture of Torah, to be able to see the beauty in each of the pratim, each of the little pratim, in the halach lamaisa of Torah. So lamaisa, what does that mean? So Rav Kook proposes, it's not his own idea, this is something that was from earlier generations, but he pushed it very, very much, that the beginning of one's hishtadlus to accomplish this, and to be able to come to a great hekif, a great overview of all of Torah's Maisha, not only the Torah, but how halacha itself emerges from the sugyas of Shas is by learning Rif. By learning Rif, the Vilna Gaon was very, very big on this, as we spoke about last week. Sorry, let's just review that sentence on page Mem Zayin. The second line, at the end of the second line of page Mem Zayin. That's what we're up to. Obviously, Rav Kook is not talking about bochim in yeshiva, talking about as a person matures. How is to be implemented with older bochim in yeshiva or with those who have more time? Remember that Rav Kook here is speaking to those who have an entire day to learn. We shouldn't be disheartened. You read this, what am I supposed to do? I barely have time to read the word vif. So, what am I going to do over here? Talmid Chachamim Shetarosim Umanosim. That's what Rav Kook is speaking to. But we have to draw from that, of course, into our lives. And to see what Teres HaMashiach is. If the effort has to be made to go through all Hilchas Arif on Shas to the best of one's ability, again, I mentioned last week, for those who are unfamiliar with that, Rabbeinu Alfasi, Magdali HaRishayim, the earlier Rishayim, gave us a tamsis of all of the sugyas of Shas with removing the much of the Shakla Vitarya that surrounded the sugya, so that the sugya can be learned and understood and reach the conclusion Aliba Dehilchasa according to Halach. So when one learns the Riv, one goes in the order of the Gemara and learns the sugya in the Gemara, in the Nusach of the Gemara, but in the Nusach of the Gemara without getting sidetracked. Again, I said the same thing has to be, not that Chalila, anything in Shas is being sidetracked, but without, because of the weakness of our minds, without getting fablonged, without getting lost, to stay on track with the halacha of that sugya. This is very easy to accomplish. If there's kviyas masuna, if a person has kviyas, he does this in a way, and he sets himself with a seder to accomplish this, it could be done in a relatively easy way. Havayda hazaisi ni'ima ma'ay. And the cook says that this avayda is extremely pleasant. This way of learning is ni'ima ma'ay. It's extremely pleasant. It's enjoyable. Ni'ima ma'ay. Mitzad atzma. Umitzad hatziyur hama'aneg akarv latachlis. Mitzad atzma. Just that learning of the rif is extremely enjoyable. And mitzad hatziyur ma'aneg akarv latachlis. And the oinig, mitzad the oinig that a person has, the closer he gets to the tachlis. Much of the frustration that people have learning Gemara in the regular Seder comes from feeling that they're just not getting to the Tachlis. Where's the Tachlis? I don't understand the Tachlis in this. Because it's very easy for people like ourselves to become sidetracked and to become distracted. So the oinig that a person feels, the great pleasure that one feels in learning this way, is there's an oinig, the oinig of the tachlis, of feeling that I'm getting somewhere. I'm getting to the tachlis, I'm accomplishing, and I'm getting to the tachlis to understand, to see, how did it come down from Har Sinai, such a thing, l'maisa, all the way down through the doors into the halacha l'maisa of what we're doing with our lives. When a person begins to feel the excitement of having a general understanding, again, I'm not talking about a thorough understanding, that's not going to happen with the Rif, but an overview, a schum klali of all the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh. Remember, some of you were Shavuos night a few years, we were doing the past few years, not this past one, but a few years, we were doing the Hakdama of the Rambam to Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, so the Rambam tells us that he set out to write a sefer that would be the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. We were talking about that and trying to understand what that means. Obviously, he doesn't mean all the Shakla Vitarya of the Torah Shebaal Peh. In Mishneh Torah, we don't have any of the Havaminas. We don't have any of the Ukimtas and the Braises. We don't have the give and take, the Shakla Vitarya, the Kasha, the Teretz. We don't have that Mishneh Torah. But the Schum HaKloli of all the Halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, we have a Mishneh Torah. And therefore, Rav Kook says that this limud, this way of learning, is exceptionally enjoyable. It's exciting to be karv l'tachlis, and to have a picture. Ha'kofa klolis l'das es aschum ha'kloli shekol ha'alochis l'fi akir v'ayoyis ha'god l'mekarim b'shas ba'ifin kalel. And not only that, the closest you can get to the sources of these halachas, the halachas that we live by, the closest we can get to learning them in the original in Shas is the Rif. The rif is samud, is bound to the blood. It goes with the blood gemara, and it follows that seder, and it follows the mahalach of the sugya. V'fi akeva yosa god l'makren b'shas b'ayfen kolel shirak ayde kibbutz kol ha'pratim, that only by gathering together all of the details, yitziat sev neged enav, will there be before the, standing clear before the person's eyes, hayoyfi hagadol, the great beauty, shel ha'binyan ha'meforesh kol ha'Torah ma'aseis, the great beauty of the magnificent building of the entire Torah ha'maaseis of the Torah, the practical Torah that we live with. In other words, when learning the Rif, and Rav Kook says it's relatively easy compared to Shas, it's much, much easier. It's relatively easy because they didn't make an article on the Rif. Yeah. Right. That's going to be, I predict, within the next few years there's going to be such a thing. There'll be a lot more on the Rif in the next few years as we get closer to the Mashiach. There'll be much, much more coming out, an addition of the Rif with helping the person go through the Rif. It'll be soon. But it's relatively easy, certainly compared to Shas, where the person will be able, by seeing the entire picture of Kol HaTorah Kula, being able to go through Kol HaTorah Kula, he'll be able to be taken by the beauty of Kol HaTorah Kula. Remember, Klilas Yoifi, Yushalayim, David HaMelech used the words Klilas Yoifi. Klilas Yoifi, Klilas is in the word Klal. Klal means Hakol. When is he able to see the beauty of something? Not when you focus in on one particular point or one particular piece. Then you don't see the beauty. When that piece is separated from the entirety of the picture, so then you don't see the beauty of it. If you would take the most attractive person in the world, and you would just take from that most attractive person, but the whole world is going to shig you from the beauty of that person. If you would take that person, and you would just zero in with a camera on one part of the face, or on the tip of the nose, not only would it not be beautiful, but most likely you would think this is horrible, this is ugly. And if you put it under the microscope and you said that the person needs a big Yeshua. But when you have the Klilas Yoifi, the Tzura, the Kaima, Yifas Torah, Yifas Mara, then when you have the whole picture, so then you see how beautiful something is. Kulach yofer ayosi umum ein bach. Kulach yofer ayosi, Shiashim, my beloved, kulach yofer. When I look at the entirety of who you are, kulach yofer ayosi umum ein bach. If I don't look at the entire picture, I'm going to find one mum after the other. Have you done is kol ha'adam lekav schus? Have you done is kol ha'odim l'kafsos, kol ha'odim. Because only in the kol can there be klilas yoifi, is there that beauty. So when a person is able to go through the rif on Shas, which is samud, which is bound to the sugi and Shas, but you don't get pulled into all the other things. You stick straight where the halach has come from, and you go through kol ha'Torah kula, then Rav Kook says, your heart is taken by the beauty of Kol HaTorah Kula. Your heart is taken by it. And once the Torah has got you, she's got you. And then you saw the Kala. You saw the Kala, you saw the bride. And the Kala is Kulach Yofa Rayasi, Kulach Yofa. The problem Rav Kook is telling us with our learning is that from the beginning, everything is looking just at one tiny piece. especially Rav Kook, I don't think would have ever, ever, in his worst nightmares, have imagined what would happen with how Torah is being taught in our days. 10 blathazman, 8 blathazman. He never, ever would have imagined such a thing. Nobody learned Torah back then in such a way. A few blat a year. No one learned in that way. He never would have dreamt of such a thing that you're going to get somebody that went to yeshiva for 15, 20 years and he knows, that's if he's very, very good in Hebrew. And he knows 30, 40, 50 blat and some Torah and some lambdas. Never, ever would have thought of such a thing. I can't imagine what he would have written about that. So what happens is that from the beginning, is there a problem?
Why did he do that then?
What? Let me just finish. Okay. So from the beginning, there was of a person's life or a person's learning. If everything is on that point, just on that particular, put your finger on the place, Yiddishkeit. So then it doesn't have, he never met the Kala. So he looked at the nose, he looked at the ear, he looked at the, okay, every single detail of Torah is beautiful, but only when it's a part of the Kli L'Asiyafi. What happens, I mentioned this many times, imagine if you get a Baal Tshuva, and you see, because a Baal Tshuva is a mature, older person, but he's beginning his learning. So you take this Baal Tshuva, and you say, we're going to learn Shulchan Aruch together. So the Baal Tshuva is very excited, because he heard Shulchan Aruch, the set table, this is gewaldig. And he starts learning Shulchan Aruch, and it starts off in such a good way. Wow. The Baal Tshuva is blown away by how it begins. How Shulchan Aruch begins. He's Gaba Kari, and the Mafli Lasa, it's a Pella, and the Neshama, and the Guf, and the Ramah. And Shivisa Hashem the Negdi Summit, the Rama brings from at the beginning from the Lashon of the Rambam, Marin the Vuchim, and he's inspired and he's moved by it and he's crying. I can't believe I wasn't religious until now. Look what it means to be a religious Jew. This is the most beautiful thing in the world. And then right afterwards, you go into the halachas of the bathroom. Hilchos Beis Hakisei. Now anybody who learns Shulchan Aruch knows that you can almost you could almost smell the Beis Hakisei. It's so specific. It's so, and not only that, it's not the Heintig of the Kisos, you understand? It's not our present-day bathrooms. It's the old bathrooms. There was no room. And the halachas of Tznius and the halachas of that Inyan. And he'll be shocked by the contrast between Shivis HaShel Menagdi Yisamit, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, and then right afterwards he's going into such things. We would never even speak about it. Decent people don't even talk about these kind of things. You know, what kind of stuff is this? And what kind of terrorism? What God cares about this and that? And so, that's a very, very extreme mashal. But in a much less extreme way, that's how we learned Torah when we were growing up. Didn't make a difference. Also, it didn't make a difference whatever the Gemara was up to. Put your finger on the place. And we always, I speak to everyone, that the feeling was that all there is in my life is this place where my finger is. This word, which from the beginning was in a foreign language, and that's my whole life, and if I don't connect to that, then I'm an oisvarf. I'm worthless. Because the measure of a male, in Klal Yisrael, of course, is by that. The measure of his greatness is by that. So what Rav Kook is saying is, Rav Kook is not against having your finger in the place and learning Shas. Rav Kook says there's a very big difference between a person who has met the Kala, who has met the Kli L'Asiyafi, and is overwhelmed by the astonishing beauty of the Kala. And then you get married and you spend your whole life with the pratim of getting to know and talking and seeing. That's the difference. Can you imagine if a person will go out, a guy is ready to date and he goes out on a date, and the kala has a bag over her head, the potential kala has a bag over her head, and there's only one thing open, there's one tiny little hole in the bag, and he says to her, "Nice to meet you. Where do you come from? I'm not getting a sense of who you are. She says, no, that's my teacher told me that I got it. That's how we go. What do they call it, the Arab ladies? What's that called again? The burqa, yeah. So you go out with a girl. There's some crazy Jews that they started to in Yerushalayim. They had a whole inyan like that, Hashem Yoachim. A small group of people are not well. So the girl you're going out with, so she's wearing a burqa. That's how you say it, a burqa?
Burqa.
All right, so she's wearing this thing, and when a person sees, because what does it mean, you meet somebody, you go a little bit, you talk, you get a certain heck of a person, and then in life, then you go into the pratic problem of life. But if you just look at a prat from the beginning, another marshal, I'm sorry for these silly mashalim, I don't know that, but another marshal, a person has a beautiful home that he's selling. Beautiful home, he's going on Aliyah, and he's selling a magnificent home, a beautiful home. It was well kept and beautifully taken care of, Yuval. And the potential buyer comes to see this house. Yeah? And when he comes up to the house, he says, no. Take me to the boiler. The guy says, the boiler? Can we go first? No, I want to go to the boiler. So I go around the back, go downstairs, it's a big place, and I come to this boiler. He comes over there, and he goes over to the boiler, and he puts his finger, and he goes like this. He says, I don't want a house like this. What are you, the filth, schmutz, I'm going to get a house like this. What are you charging for this? $2 million. What are you, out of your mind? $2 million for this schmutz? The guy said, but that's the... No, don't try to sell it. I'm not... $2 million is selling me schmutz. But that's how we often feel when we're learning Torah. Not schmutz gadget. Some nice Jew takes us to a little place, a little tiny corner of Yiddishkeit, and he says, put your finger on the place. And he said, this is what it means, Torah? Yeah, just read it back. Say it over. So the kid comes to the conclusion, I'm not buying this thing. I don't want to buy this thing. But when a person meets the Kala, when we see the Klilas Yoifi, so then afterwards, then the boiler is a Stama boiler. It's not a thing of Schmutz. This is the boiler that heats up this beautiful house that I love. This is what gives hot water and gives warmth to the house that I love. It's not Stam, some dirty piece of machinery. It warms this house. Because then the person is mechuber, is connected to the klilas yoifi of this beautiful home. And that's the Yiddishkeit that Rav Kook always talks about. And Torah is no exception. Adarabha is the most important part of Yiddishkeit. And therefore, the way to come to feel the pleasure, the deep excitement and the joy of and the light of the light of Kolotar Kula in every mice that a person does. The same with it by the boiler. He could look at the boiler and say, this is such a gewaldige thing, because my whole house is connected to this. So when a person has a sense of Kolotar Kula, and then he comes to that halacha, he's learning halacha in Hilchos Beis HaKisa. But this isn't Hilchos Beis HaKisa. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of the entire picture of what it means to be a Jew. It shows the kedusha of a Jew, the holiness of a Jew. That the way that a person, even in the Beis HaKisa, even in that place, that how halacha works. And there's no contradiction between Shevisa Hashem Negdi Samit and Asher Yotza. There's no contradiction. But if all they ever show you is the Asher Yotza and not the Shevisa, then you become an Asher Yotza dicker person. You don't feel any connection. Rav Kook was looking for a bridge to be able to bind together Nigla and Nister. So he spoke about the Nigla Shebenister and the Nister Shebenigla. He saw that in the Rif. Meaning, when Rav Kook uses the word Nister, he doesn't only mean Kabbalah. Rose Tyre, he usually uses the word Raz, secret. He doesn't mean just Kabbalah. Zeranpin, Archanpin. He doesn't mean just Kabbalah. He means the ascending from from the Pratim to the general picture. Therefore, we learned on Shavuos night that Rav Kook saw the changes that were taking place in our times. We're going to speak a lot about it. He was a contemporary, of course, of Rav Chaim Brisker, and he was a Talmud of Elazar. They were there. And, of course, in the meantime, in Poland, was the Avinezer. And the Rogachover in Latvia, in Russia. And what was happening, Rav Kook saw all of that as Rosei Torah, as secrets of Torah, because here Hashem sent into the world before Mashiach Gedolei Yisrael, who were teaching Nigle, who were teaching Shas, in the way of Nista. The same way that when you learn Maharal does not use the terminology of Kabbalah. He uses the terminology of Halacha and of philosophy. The Rambam, Chavis Levavis, that type of a lashon. But it's all Nista. When something, in other words, any change from the trees to the forest is going from Nigla to Nista. Any ascent from the trees to the forest. So it's the same thing. The Rif, Rav Kook saw the Rif as the great gift that Hashem Yisbar gave to Klal Yisrael on the blot to bring us to the forest. The forest, then it's a Chagadya. And you end up with, you eventually get to a place that's called Keser, the crown. B'Shem Havai Baruch Hu. But if you don't have those who are, if you don't connect to those who are giving, what Reb Chaim was doing was that. That's what Reb Chaim did. Reb Chaim took the sugya, and Reb Chaim said the sugya, we have to see the sugya, there are two dinim. We have to see the entirety of the sugya, to look at the sugya in a way of klilas yofi. What is it that's so beautiful about Brisket Torah? That it's fachap, the whole world is fachap with the Brisket Torah. That anybody that learns Torah, if you look into this sefer, if you look into that sefer, everything is beautiful. But then when you see what the Brisker Rav said, Reb Chaim, Reb Yashaber, then when you see that, you say, oh, wow, whoa. And it took the whole Torah world. That if you're not a Brisker, like you're Mechutz L'machna, what is it about it? It's Nista. It's Kabbalah without any Kabbalah. Why? Because the Pnimius is the klilas yaifi, is getting a sense of the entire picture. When you learn the other svarim, it's more of put your finger on the word and the pilpulim surrounding that word. All of a sudden, Reb Chaim said, Rabbi said, come with me. Where are we going, Rabbi? Reb Chaim said, we're going on a little trip. Where? Come, we're going to stand on this mountain. I'm going to look down at the blot from the mountain. We're going to look at this blot from the mountaintop. How's the difference? The same blackamar. Reb Chaim says, trust me. Come with me. Anybody that ever learned Reb Chaim, his tyrant, or learned from the Biskarov, or anybody from the Mishpach. And now, so we have this has been grown so much, Reb Baruch Ber, Reb Shimon, it's all. So you go, and the Avinezer, and the Rogachov. When you go with Reb Chaim, or the Rogachov, the Avinezer, you go to the top of the mountain, and you look down at the blackamar, and you see, You know how when something is highlighted with yellow or pink, whatever? You look at the black Gemara, and Reb Chaim says, Yankala, take a look over there. You see? What do you see? He says, so you say, I see, Rabbi, I see the whole Amud. But I see that you have three sentences in the Gemara highlighted, two sentences in Tosfos, and seven in Rashi. So Reb Chaim says, good. You see there's a light coming from the highlight of those sentences, and we say, yes, Rabbi. So now I want you to think a lot about why that I highlight those sentences, those words. I want you to think about what do they have in common? How can we use those highlighted words to get to the pnimius, to the nistim of the sugya in the Gemara? That's all Kabbalah. It's Rosei Torah. That's what Rav Kook is saying, that we see in our times that this is beginning, Mashiach is Atat, and it's beginning to come out in such a way. That's already the beginning of Mashiach's Torah. To look at it in a way of Kol HaTorah Kula, Klilas Yosh, Rav Chaim is great. One of Rav Chaim's greatest Talmidim was Rav Amiel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel was the Rav of Tel Aviv. He was in Antwerp, and then he was in Tel Aviv. He was a big town. He started off, of course, with Reb Chaim. It's known that he was one of the biggest geniuses of Reb Chaim's Talmidim, but because he became a very big Mizrachist later on, so he was pushed a little bit on the side. But they were all afraid to talk to him and learn him. He was a Lamdan Agoyin Hagoyin, Reb Amiel. We have B'nai Torah, never even heard of him. He wrote a sefer, it's called Midas L'Cheker HaLoch. You heard of this sefer? Midas L'Cheker HaLoch? It took me years to be able to get one volume. Of course, there's always a schooler for it to be reprinted afterwards. I was able to get one volume, and I spent 2-3 years on that one volume. Now it's being reprinted with some notes. There's one volume that came out around 4 years ago from Meister Rav Kook. What did Rav Amiel do? Rav Amiel broke down all of Torah into 13 svaras. He says every single Gemara, every single piece of Torah in the world has to fit into one of these 13 svaras. And he gives 13 svaras. He explained each svar. First, there's a Hagdama that's over 100 pages. Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. Chachmei Ashkenaz, Chachmei Sfarad, it's all written in the language of Nigla, it's all Kabbalah. 13 Midas of how to learn all of Torah. That means any time you ever learn a Gemara, there's any Sfar in a Gemara, in a Rishon, in an Achman, it fits into one of these Sfaras. It's 3 volumes, thousands of pages. Goes through Kol Torah Kula. When you look at this, and you start to learn, and you go through one of his things, Siba Mesuva. If you go through one of his midas, there also he uses the terminology of a little bit of the Rambam and Maharal, and you look at that, and then he takes you on a tour throughout all of Shas and Rishayim. He takes that mida, that svara, and he starts to explain and answer up hundreds of kashas, hundreds of sugyas and shas, with that yisayid. That's what Reb Chaim wanted. He was a very faithful disciple of Reb Chaim. That's Sisrei Torah. It doesn't have to be with the language of Kabbalah. It's the entirety. It's the whole picture. It's the klilas yoifi. Rav Kook saw all of that. Even though he had, by the way, Rav Kook had some inyan with Reb Chaim Brisker's Malach. We're not going to talk about that now. It wasn't so pashut there. Rav Kook was faithful to the Nativ. Those of you who are familiar with the history of Elohim know that it wasn't so pashut there. I'm not going to go into any... I'm not talking about anything personal, Hashem, I'm talking about tzaddikim. But in the Derech HaLimud, between the Nativ and Reb Chaim, the Derech HaLimud, Rav Kook was a Talmud of the Nativ. But Rav Kook saw in this development that was taking place within Klal Yisrael, he saw Mashiach. He saw his dream beginning to materialize. Of course, when he left the world, he left it before. But he saw it was beginning. It was starting in such a way. By now, no one in the yeshivas can even think of how do you learn anymore without this? How can you even learn it without it? So it's not just, I don't know if I'm answering the question, I'm talking a lot, but I don't know if I'm answering the question. But that itself is Rosei Torah. It's the mystery of Torah. It's the whole picture of Yiddishkeit that Reb Chaim was bringing us to. That Biskarov, Reb Moshe, Reb Yosher Ber, and Reb Baruch Ber, and all the Talmidim, Reb Shimon. If you look at the Shari Yosher, Reb Shimon's masterpiece, it's the same thing. It wasn't written on the blood. Shari Yosher is written Rav Chazaka, concepts in Halacha. And Reb Shimon, who is arguably Reb Chaim's, him and Reb Chaim's biggest Talmud. Reb Shimon develops a Svara, and then, boom, 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 boom. Everything you can ever understood about everywhere in all these Gemaras. And it's not gekvetched, it's not a pilpul, it's not like this, it's going on top of the mountain and looking down and seeing things in that way of Kulach Yofa Rayosi Umum Ein Bach. Kulach Yofa Rayosi. It's meeting the Kala.
What I find for myself is that, for example, say Reb Chaim or whatever, that so you could look at Reb Chaim and say, oh, those 10 Rishonim that you had no clue what they were talking about, this is actually what they were actually finding. Then you go back and say, wow, that's what they were finding about these two, Dinam or whatever it was. But then it develops a tendency in a person to just open up.
No.
Someone's writing over the Shirim or Saladechik, let's just read that. Right, and then it develops, I find myself certainly a certain like laziness, like, I don't feel good on the Meiri.
No,
I
mean, don't say, it's not a certain laziness, it's a poshut laziness. Yeah, that's a very big danger. We see a lot, that's what's going on nowadays. That's what happens. What does it mean? It means because once you met the Kala, then you don't want to handle anymore. Then you want all the time like that. It's a very, very big Yetzirah like that. Sure, it's very, very hard. So now you find like, you know, some guy in eighth grade, we have this frustrated Rebbe that wanted to be Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood, and he ended up, he's a sweet, nice Rebbe that enjoys learning, and he's saying over all kinds of big tirades to these little kids, and they don't know how to read the Ivri. That's what's happening nowadays. They don't know how to read that some seventh grader thinks that he's a disciple of the Brisker Rav. Of course, there's a big Yetzirah like that. Very, very big. It's very easy to get lazy. Why should I go through the whole painstaking thing that Reb Chaim did? Let me just go straight to the mountain. I don't have to hang out over here in the valley. I'm going to go straight for the mountain. Now, the problem is that you don't really get it then. There are many problems to that, both in terms of self-development and in terms of understanding Torah. You don't really get it. You don't really get it. And there's a lot of that happening. You see that in a lot of Sforim that are being written now.
So is the riff the balance between self-development and seeing the whole
thing? The riff is the bridge. The riff is a bridge. And Rav Kook is never suggesting to replace the Gemara, but to meet the Kala and then to come back to learn good inside, like the Nitzav wanted. To learn good in such a way. But it's very, very easy. You see now in many of the Sforim that come out from very fine people that are chashuva people, but you see that they were starting off with this Torah very young, and they wanted to develop in that way and to put out Sforim. But if you look at the things carefully, you could ask a kasha and you see that the whole thing is not strong. It's not strong. You'll never be able to do that by Baruch Ber. You could try to poke a hole in Reb Baruch Ber. It's an iron wall. The svaros of Reb Shimon, they're iron. Reb Shimon's svaros, they're iron. The svar of Amiel, kasha here, there. I met somebody was telling me, I met a certain person from the yeshiva, isn't it? It was a very fine person, and we were talking about something, and he said, yeah, but Reb Yosher Ber's Torah is, you can ask a lot of kashas in Reb Yosher Ber's Torah. So I said, okay, start. I'd like to hear some. Ask him some kashas in Reb Yosher Ber's Torah. He said, no, come on. He said, go ahead, tell me. I'd like to hear. He said, they're kashas. I said, kashas ain't safe, kashas. And I was there together. I was with the other guys. We sat Reb Yosher Ber. And people asked kashas. Most of the time, he didn't answer them. If you were lucky, he looked at you, which meant that you existed. If you were really asking something choshev, then he would answer it. And after he would answer it, that was only, After you would answer it, you felt so silly. You felt how silly you were by asking it, because it was so obvious through his eyes. So he's got a lot of kashas in the bishop there. It's iron. Iron. Other kashas. You have a guy sitting at a table. You have the same ninth grader sitting with his friend. He says, I have a kasha on the Rashba. See, he thinks that like in Shemayim, the Rashba is getting nervous. Oh, I never knew that this kid, I never knew that that Pinchas Eliyahu is going to have a kasha on me like this. I would have thought I would have made a different Rashba, you know. Iron. So it's very easy to get lazy. Because why should I go through the whole painstaking thing? This is Machayah. I go straight to them. Get straight to the end of the story. Just like you have a person, you give him, you know, War and Peace, in this big novel, War and Peace, and he says, look, you just go straight to the last page, and this one died, that one died, and Shalom yourself. And that's the end of the whole thing. So you go straight to the whole thing. It's very easy to get lazy. But there are many problems that we're going to talk more about that over time. There are many, many problems in that. And when a person goes in this way, follows this path, v'chol yom tamid, yichaber imzeh shiurim lahakofa klolis b'tarish b'chsav, together with learning shiurim in tarish b'chsav, Tanakh. Remember the whole picture. Rav Kook wanted the whole, not just Rav Kook, he's speaking about of Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole picture, tarish b'chsav, uzmanim hagunim yidei yom b'yom l'king ha'yidiyah shel ha'agodis. And to put aside time every day, in this poll, again, how much time does a person have? Rav Kook had a very fast mind, and he assumed that we would keep up at some pace. Also, every day to be koine yediyas of agada, meaning of the non-halacha parts, medrash, nagada, hamedrashim, sifrei hamusa, every day, sifrei hamusa, hamechka, the kabbalah, b'shmius hamadregis, v'revach zman l'machshava atzmis, which he says also leaves you time to think. Just to think. Machshava atzmus, to work through and to digest the entire day's learning. La'achobes hargoshes ha'tayves, and to expand into a place of strong emotions. In other words, to integrate that learning into your ruchnius, into your kishkis. V'shir kavu l'talmud begirsa, of course, always making sure there's a regular shir in Gemara. Midayim v'yayimai, every day. Uzmanim v'fuzarim l'beir amka shel halacha, and then, not every day, but from time to time, to take certain inyanim and to go to the halacha, very, 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 very deep into the halacha. Barachov u'pilpul b'inyanim v'fuzarim, pilpulim, it's very important to sharpen the mind also, and to go into inyanim and halacha, different areas of Torah. Kedei l'harchiv es hadas, in order to expand one's mind and one's knowledge. L'samik b'iyun, and to go into deep iyun, because again, you can get lazy just learning the riff, obviously. And he's not talking about that. Shunitzvach ma'oilach al dayrish tar. All of this is very needed by all those who are seeking Torah. Uchshe yisaga lo b'kiyas ma'kevas b'lachas ha'riff. When a person has acquired a general broad b'kiyas in the riff, imeila tivalid b'kiyar by hatshuka his matakala. So he has now within him a very great yearning, a very great longing, ladas halachas alburin, to know everything about the kala. And he wants to spend the rest of his life with this kala, knowing everything about and going more and more to understand. V'yar b'lasik b'talmud. And then the person comes back, v'yar b'lasik b'talmud, into shas stronger, again, back into the Gemara. There's always Gemara, but to go into learning Gemara piece by piece. Bavli, not just Bavli, the Yerushalmi, the Tosefta, the whole Divrei Chazal, everything from Chazal. Mitoich Hakara Pnimis Benechitzas Harchova VaHabeyu, with a deep understanding of how important and how necessary it is to learn all of these things and to expound upon all of these things. The Ikar Esek Yilai Tomit Kavua Begirsa Shal Yisaidas Ahalochis VeYikari Divrei Torah. The Ikar Asik of a person in Torah should be learning carefully. Again, Shas, but with the halacha, with all of the halachas. Ad shahashichlul shal hayidia. Shichlul is also from the word klal, klolus yaifi, till the person's grasp until the development of his knowledge, b'chol ha-mekzolos v'ha-protim, in all areas of Torah, in all of the details of Torah, yashlim gamken es daitoi, he should then continue to be mashlim his understanding, b'chol yeser inyonim adrashim la'adam, with all other inyonim that a person needs to know. The unanim yimenu eitzav esushiyah, and then you don't know how it happened, but you know them godl, and the entire world seeks your counsel and comes to you to, he's not saying that because of COVID, but he says then, nenim mimenu, like Chazal say, in Pirkei Avos, nenim mimenu eitzav esushiyah, the world will be given eitzis by this person. He will have, because why, this person has kola tarakula. He has kola tarakula, and because of that, you can come to him and an eitzah for this, for that, visushia, advice and strength and clarity, because he doesn't have his 20 blot and his 3 shtikl chtayra. It's kol haTorah kula, with medrash, with agada, with everything, with zohar kaddish. Ulsheyelech ba'ifan kezeh. This, of course, Rabbi Nachum was pushing this exact thing. Ulsheyelech. And the Ramchal was beginning also the whole inyan with the Ramchal's Derech HaLimud. He had in Shas Derech HaLimud also. He had a whole sefer in that inyan of the methodology of Torah Shebal Peh. Uchsheyelech ba'ofen kazeh, yuchal l'gboi lo yizmanim gamkein. If you go in this path, you'll also have time gamkein. Remember, he's talking to people who are learning all day. You'll be able to acquire also all kinds of chachmas and ideas that benefit a person in this world. So he's talking about chachmas, history, math, and science. This, of course, is not gonna happen if you are Googling. At different times of the day and night. Hamachiva is as chug daitoi. This knowledge of whatever it is, history and different things. Hamachivas is chug daitoi, expand and broaden the circle of one's knowledge. The nice loy, and give the person oimes, great strength. Letzarech echayim, to take care of all of life's needs, to be a person who is vibrant and healthy, a part of the world, a healthy member of the universe. V'yeh mekubal adas habriyos, and he will be a person that is very much accepted and appreciated by all people. And he finds chen. He's a person who's b'chen in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of people. Hashem's book should help us, each and every one of us, to be able to hold on to the edge of this way, at least to have a taste of the ti'ima of it, and mitzvah Shem, after the summer, we'll be able, with God's help, we should all be healthy and well, and we should all be mitzvah Shem, ready to continue on this journey together, to try to learn the svarim of Rav Kook. I have a plan that mitzvah Shem, a plan is that next year we should be able to finish the sefer mitzvah Shem, and not just to talk about Torah Seder Yisrael, but to return and to be together with all the tzaddikim in Yerushalayim with the blessing of Amitis Mehem Yamin Amen.